Dennis, look out. There's a new crop of prospective job seekers hitting the market, and they, of course, are the recent college graduates. And this week, we've been taking a look at the job market and small business owners. Today starts the Black Enterprise Business Summit, and it brings together the nation's top black entrepreneurs and executives, as well as those starting on the ground floor of owning a business. And probably, Dennis, the number one concern for starting a business, how do I get some money? How do I get funding? Rodney Sampson is the founder and CEO of Atlanta-based Opportunity Ecosystem, and we're going to talk about that. Mr. Sampson, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I love the first line of your bio. Rodney Sampson is a serial entrepreneur. When did you launch your first startup?
Well, let's go back a little bit. I think I had a startup before I knew what a startup was.
Lemonade stand? Kool-Aid stand?
Actually, my first skill was my hands and my mind. I was a musician.
Okay.
And so I was playing. I was in high school playing at churches, and then they would start paying me. I was like, I just wanted to play. In undergraduate, I started another company. Was actually co-owned a club in New Orleans, and another fraternity brother of mine got together, and we did some cool things. But I would say that my first actual company, those were kind of like hobbies, mm-hmm. right? Because I was in school. But my first company was a tech company that I co-founded here in 2000 called Multicast Media. We were early pioneers in developing technology for the online distribution of content. We kind of looked at some of the things that Mark Cuban had been creating with Broadcast.com. And so we were early pioneers in streaming. And so we created StreamingFaith.com was one of our properties.
I remember that.
Yeah. And so we built Streaming Faith up. So from idea from nothing, and we built it up and sold it.
Looking back, what were some of the mistakes you made?
Oh, wow. Well, they're the same four mistakes that I see entrepreneurs actually making today. One, I wasn't really dreaming big enough, right? I didn't think I was solving a big enough problem. It was a cool company, but were we really solving something disruptive? That was the first thing. The second thing was I had to learn how to handle rejection. How to handle being told, no, I won't do business. No, I won't invest in your company. No, I won't mentor you. The third thing was actually not quitting. You know, right before we got that customer or that contract. And then the fourth thing that I had to learn, being kind of a, you know, young, hot-trotting entrepreneur from the ATL.
It'll take the world by storm.
Exactly. was I wasn't coachable.
You were hard-headed.
I was hard-headed. And success breeds ego, and ego, yada, yada, you know.
Okay, but isn't there the catch that you know, folks often say, you know, you can find two conflicting cliches that are absolutely true and yet are completely opposite. You have to be hard-headed. You have to be persistent in order to succeed. But if you're too hard-headed, you get into trouble. So right. Where's that balance for you?
Well, context is paramount. So where are you hard-headed? You know, be hard-headed on developing what we call your minimum viable product. You know, what are you actually taking to market that is so disruptive and differentiating? On the other side of that coin is being coachable by mentors. You know, investors, we look for this very quickly, and we can pretty much discern in the first couple of minutes if you kind of have those four characteristics, and coachability is the number one.
Okay,
thing.
So let's say that Rose and I are cranking up a business. And
yes, what's our business going to be, Dennis?
How
about teaching the older generation how to play online games.
Yeah, play League of Legends. Yeah we're experts.
Are you dreaming big enough? Dream bigger.
Yeah. Okay.
Hashtag dream bigger. But that's a good one, right?
Okay, we'll call ourselves executive game consultants. How's that?
Right. I love it.
Okay.
All right. You hear the cliche. The first thing you knew is develop a business plan.
Nope.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is that true?
No, business plans are actually irrelevant today.
Really?
How come?
Well, one, when you look at how companies are actually created, they first start with amazing ideas. But ideas are just ideas. At Opportunity Hub, we take people through what we call a pre-accelerator process. First thing we do is we deal with their mindset on the items we talked about. The second thing is going through the actual ideation process. Before you actually
Ideation. Wait a minute.
All right, let's
buzzword
talk. Okay.
Alert.
Buzzword. All right. Ideation is essentially, what is your industry you're targeting? What is your pain point? What's the problem you're solving? How do you create that product to solve that problem, okay? And then can you test it in what we call customer discovery? Can you talk to enough people to say, if I solve this problem, will you pay for it and how much?
So in teaching seasoned or older Americans how to game, how to, you know, enjoy gaming online, and they too can enjoy it. That's our target demographic, right?
Is that okay, so you're targeting mature Americans,
yes. Mm-hmm.
who have time on their hand.
And we say, yeah, and they could all, and of course, drinking, now you said think big, right? Then Dennis and I want to create the senior gaming competition, you know, people 50 and over.
So what's the pain point? What are you solving?
People who are bored, 50 and over.
All right, so I'm walking you through the ideation
process,
right?
People want to get into the new technologies, too.
Yeah.
They
want
to be able to relate to their kids, to their grandkids.
So that's, you just developed a hypothesis.
Okay.
You know, I believe, you know, the mature market will spend money on our applications and games because they're bored out of their minds and they want to be relevant and they want to engage with millennials.
And they have retirement packages and everything else, so we figure
they could...
Yeah,
right, they can spend the money.
Right.
All right, so the next thing is, now, before you write a business plan, before you go to market and get all incorporated and stuff, now, what's the product? How much are you going to sell it for?
The product is our brains and our time.
Yes.
All right, so you want to be a service-based consultant.
Yes.
Right. That's not scalable. You're not thinking big enough. I need you to scale.
Dennis, think bigger.
Okay,
help
so
me
we're,
out here.
We're going to be so successful
we'll
that
be
we'll
mobile.
Have to hire people to be on our staff.
Right, all those college students that are looking for jobs.
And we'll be mobile. Yeah. We'll come to the person.
Okay.
So we're mobile. So.
But not just create online games and apps that they can download and pay a monthly subscription for.
That's created just for this
for that market.
Older generation. Yeah, that's, okay, but that goes back to the other problem. We don't have any money.
You have yourself, so you start there, right?
Okay.
Once you exhaust that, do you have any family or friends that could potentially invest?
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know what angel investors are?
Yes.
Okay. Individuals, high net worth individuals that invest. You heard of crowdfunding?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yep.
Yes, crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding, yeah.
We talked to De La Soul
okay.
about that.
Do you know what an accelerator is? Another buzzword?
I think I do.
The one I use mostly is the one that's right under my right foot.
But all these tips, you're actually speaking at the summit. You're telling people how to secure funding for small business.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I talked today at the Black Enterprise Conference, and one of my colleagues will be joining me, Paul Judge, and we'll be talking about how to actually raise millions through a process.
Ooh,
it doesn't
millions.
Happen overnight. Step by step.
I like that. Millions.
But do minority entrepreneurs still face the barriers that minority entrepreneurs a generation ago or even 10 or 15 years ago faced? In other words, is part of the advice to, say, Black entrepreneurs start out in the community, look for funding there, or can you say go everywhere because more doors are open?
Well,
now?
You just hit it on the nail. We're talking about the wealth gap in our country, right?
Mm-hmm.
The racial wealth gap.
Yep.
You know, average net worth of a white American family is 140 plus thousand. Asian American is 100. Latino American is 7,600. No, it's about 13,000 U.S. Census Bureau now. African American is 11,000. We can't go to our family and friends and get money that they don't have,
sure.
right? They're using all of their money to live. So we have to become innovative. First thing that they look at is crowdfunding. You know, crowdfunding has taken the nation by storm, the world by storm. President signed the Jobs Act in 2014, which now makes it legal to do crowdfunding. Georgia has its own crowdfunding law as well. It's the second state to do crowdfunding.
And what you're talking about also, Rodney, is just about pure education, too. Things that Dennis and I didn't know, you've told us today, and I'm sure someone listening. So real quickly, before we say goodbye to you, the five essential tips if you are just thinking about starting your own business, a startup. What's the first thing?
First thing is of course, dream bigger. You know, build a team. No one really likes to invest in solopreneurs, okay? Build a co-founded team. Seek advisors and mentors and learn how to properly compensate those advisors for being on your team, particularly when you can't pay them. Get in an entrepreneurial center like Opportunity Hub. We call them co-working spaces, incubators, pre-accelerators. Get in an environment with like-minded people where the mentors are there and the investors are hovering as well. And then number five, be your first investor in your own startup.
So go all in, basically.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Rodney Sampson is the founder and CEO of the Atlanta-based Opportunity Ecosystem. Rodney, thank you so much for coming and taking the time. We appreciate it. And if Dennis and I decide to launch that executive, what did you say, executive gaming
executive
consultants?
Executive gaming consultants.
Yeah.
I like that. EGS.